All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company, Friday morning, the Dawn Show in about 30 minutes. We'll find out what she has on tap in just about 20. Today in music history, what Phil has lined up for his weekend, where he'll be next, what concert he'll go to, what sporting event he'll be attending. It's Phil's time, baby. It's Phil's world. We're just living in it. 9:51 this morning. And then who won Twitter today? Cut sheet part due on the way, as well as we have our winner lined up here. Donna is in Philadelphia. Donna, good morning. What movie clip did we just play for you a few minutes ago?
Good morning. Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah. That is correct. Congratulations, Donna. You win the tickets for Willie Nelson's 4th of July.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Donna. Thank you. You have a great rest of your day, Donna.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. God bless. There she is, Donna in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Big fan of Kale and Company.
By the way, Anthony Dorenzo let me know that she is a first-time winner and first-time caller.
Oh.
So good job to Donna.
Nice to work in some new fresh blood, right?
We always like that, yeah.
Here we go. By the way, before we get to the cut sheet part due, just an update, as the big take this morning was on the ridiculous movement to cancel and cut Harrison Butker, the Chiefs kicker, who gave a Catholic conservative commencement speech at a Catholic institution last weekend. His jersey in the NFL shop has now officially sold out.
Oh my God.
In the women's jersey category.
Dawn.
Yeah.
Dawn bought four of them during the break.
I know. I love this guy.
That's great.
Oh my God.
Yes. So we told you earlier this morning, both men and women version of the jersey was one of the top sellers. According to a guy I used to work with in sports who now does the same format we do here, Peter Mundo has screenshotted it and showing that the $129 for an NFL jersey is officially sold out.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
Yep. Proof once again that the internet is not real life.
By the way, you love how the show comes full circle. You started at 6:10 this morning talking about this whole thing, and by 9:32, we can report that his jersey is sold out in women's.
Yep. It all comes full circle back to the big take. It's all by design. Actually, it's not. Sometimes we just get lucky. All right, but 9:33, let's get to what's on the cut sheet.
What's on the cut sheet
part due?
What's on the cut sheet part due is sponsored by Turn 7 store closing. Turn 7 must liquidate and vacate everything to the bare walls at both massive Turn 7 liquidation centers. Must go. Thousands of items are now below cost. Hurry. Philadelphia Mills, Morristown Mall, Turn 7 store closing liquidations. Turn 7. Thank you, Turn 7, for sponsoring What's on the cut sheet part due. By the way, guys, apparently somebody in corporate does not like the GregStockerSucks.com, because now, if you want to donate, we have 1210WPHT.com/bike.
Oh. Has GregStockerSucks.com been taken down?
No, it has not. I will fight this. I will fight this. GregStockerSucks.com, if you want to donate to the Families Behind the Bad Children's Foundation. But for a more family friendly clean version, you can just go to 1210WPHT.com/bike.
Oh. How about corporate? One-upping you. You going to have a meeting with them later tonight?
I'm going to have a meeting with myself. Look, everybody. I'm trying to do a radio show here, okay? The job
this
of
is
us.
Radio, people!
The job that we do from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. every weekday is to entertain people.
I just did the math. That's like, Dawn's like 45% of that.
Stop.
She is. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
She is. So, yeah, 1210WPG.com/bike if you want to go there. Mm-hmm. Or GregStockerSucks.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, you must have ruffled some feathers.
Uh-oh.
It's been nice working with you guys.
This is Greg's final show.
Will I be here Monday? I'm going to need to have a meeting with myself. Maybe not. Nick, you just brought this to my attention, and I think this is tremendous. There's no audio to it, and I'm just going to play the video. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see this video. This is a police officer who lit up a cigar while arresting a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
This might be my new hero.
Yeah,
Phil, if you want to roll cut 25 here, my friend.
Look at this.
Please do that. Look at that. He's lighting up a cigar.
Yes.
As he's
got a suspect detained.
I love this guy.
He's got him cuffed. He's got his knee in his crotch. It looks like the crotch. Maybe he does. Maybe he's just standing, kind of hovering over him. And he's lighting up an Ashton Fuente.
Blow that smoke right in his face.
Oh, my goodness.
It's amazing.
And this officer's got a bulletproof vest on.
Yeah.
So he might be on a special unit, narcotics maybe. This is like Denzel Washington in Training Day, rounding up the bad guys.
I don't know who this is, where this was, what the circumstances were.
Yeah.
But I love the internet for videos like this.
I think the suspect is saying, I'm allergic to smoke. I can't breathe. Look at this. That's a red hat.
Yep.
Is that a MAGA suspect on the floor?
No, oh, Is this guy a Trump supporter? I doubt it.
I'm offended now. Now I'm outraged. I can't condone this police brutality now. This is great. Look at that cigar.
Yeah.
That's a real big one, too.
It is.
Yeah, by the way, Bill's a big cigar guy on the golf course. I like the smell of a cigar on a golf course.
Bill from Jen and Bill on B101,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, he made a birdie yesterday, and he's doing the same thing the officer's doing.
Boy.
Lighting up a big one.
All right, from a guy that I admire to a guy that I don't admire, let's go to Fat Jerry Nadler. He was talking the other day on the House floor, and he's regurgitating. Remember the child separation thing that was happening at the border during the Trump administration that mm-hmm. everybody was making? Well, he's trying to bring that back.
Okay.
He's trying to make Fetch happen again. It's like these are all reruns. Honestly, yeah. we've heard all of these before. I'm just tired of them. Mm-hmm. If they didn't work the first time, let's try and recycle them again. Cut one, Phil, go.
Mr. Speaker, we have heard about...
Look at this guy.
The Senate bill.
He's a weeble.
That it wasn't strong enough. It was strong enough so that Senator McConnell supported it. Senator Lankford, one of the most conservative senators in the Senate, supported it, and it was going to pass until President Trump said, I don't want this problem solved. I want an issue for the election. And then suddenly it was stopped. And then we're told about H.R. 2. H.R. 2 was such a terrible bill that it couldn't get more than 32 votes in a Senate with 49 Republican senators. So don't tell me about H.R. 2. Mr. Speaker, this resolution is cloaked in language ostensibly honoring law enforcement. But it is really just another excuse for Republicans to play politics with the southern border and to sound tough without actually doing anything.
He's the epitome of unhealthy, by the way.
Yeah.
That the kind of thing they're talking about doing isn't being done.
His jacket doesn't fit. Turn back
to President Trump. President Trump separated thousands of children from their parents, little children. Many of whom even today cannot be identified and returned to their parents.
There we go.
If you want to take a quick Google search and just type in Biden border, you'll see all the new border information that's coming out. That's not a good look for Joe. New data reveals illegal immigrants eluding border patrol spiked under Biden. Biden's latest border fix is nothing more than kabuki theater. Biden takes another step to fast-track asylum process for border crossers. That's just the headlines, folks, at the southern border right now. Take a look at do a quick search as to what's going on at the northern border.
The Secretary of the Navy, Carlos Del Toro, says he has no regrets about firing the thousands of service members who refused to take the COVID vaccine.
Okay, the worthless shot that doesn't stop it dead on arrival. Okay.
This is cut six. Phil, go.
Do you believe...
Don't you want all the members of your team to feel like they're included?
Well, I have a question. Do you believe that you were an ally for the 1,878 soldiers who were fired? Or the 3,746 Marines who were fired for not taking the COVID shot? Were you an ally for them?
Sir, I followed the laws. They disobeyed
the law. Did they feel included?
They disobeyed a law.
They were fired.
They were fired because they disobeyed
the law. Do you regret that?
Sir, currently exist that I have no regrets with.
You have recruitment challenges. You refuse to admit that DEI is a part of this. You're firing qualified people who are well-trained, and you sit here so smugly to act like none of that has any impact on the readiness of our Navy.
Senator, we recontacted 3,500 of the 4,800 people who were fired. You know how many actually decided to come back to the Navy?
How many?
Two.
Shocker.
Two.
Shocker at the level of disrespect they receive from their government.
You know, if you're China's Navy and you see the headline, qualified, unvaccinated Navy service members fired for vaccinated DEI hires, you got to be chomping at the bit to get to war with America now these days. It's unbelievable. Like, this guy, by the way, Del Toro, if you're watching along on YouTube, probably was a guy that would benefit from the vaccine because he would qualify as obese. We saw what happened during the pandemic. Like, the shot is relatively good for those that are high risk, overweight, the elderly. But people in the military, they didn't need it. And they certainly damn sure didn't deserve to be fired.
Top Biden advisor Stephen Benjamin was on the was at the White House press briefing yesterday and was asked about the lack of enthusiasm for Biden in the African American community. This man is African American himself. Not that that matters, but I'm just giving for the people who are not watching on YouTube. I'm just giving a little clarity to that. This is cut 8. Phil, go.
Of enthusiasm for the president in the African American community. What do you chalk that lethargy up to?
You know, I will tell you again. I can only speak, Francesca, to my experience. And when I get out there and we talk to people about the amazing successes of the administration and the leadership of the president, and vice president, people are psyched. I mean, they're happy about these meaningful developments that are helping change the lives of people all across this country.
We've talked to many people and they're psyched.
Yes, I have not heard one person say they are psyched about anything with Joe Biden. They might be psyched if they're Biden voters by default to see Donald Trump found guilty. They ain't psyched about Joe, all right? Actually, take that back. We played that video a few weeks ago. Those people, was at New Hope throwing the little wine party?
Yes, they were psyched.
They were psyched. They were also drunk as well, but...
Stephen Benjamin, this is cut 9, also says that the Biden administration continues to make sure that every piece of policy has that core of equity.
Equity.
Cut 9, Phil.
Yeah.
The president's unapologetic about the not only the principle of equity being a core value to him, but also his administration. But he continues to make sure that, consistent with his very first executive order, that every piece of policy and that comes out of the administration, as well as each of the cornerstone laws and acts, infrastructure bill, Inflation Reduction Act, the CHIPS bill, and also the American Rescue Plan, that each of those pillars have the same core of equity, and it's led to record amounts of contracting. I think $76 billion this past year for small minority-owned businesses.
Equity, where we all don't start in the same position, but we all finish in the same exact spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. You might have been born poor, and I might have been born rich, but at the end of the day, when we all retire at 65, we will all have the same amount of assets. We will all have the same opportunity, the same privilege, the same money in our bank account. We'll all own a 3,000-square-foot home. All thanks to equity as part of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Nice, nice fairy tale. Just not reality, folks.
And that, my friends, is what's on the cut sheet part two.
What a week. What a week. Anybody else get arrested? What else do we have out there? I need a break. All right, 9:45. We'll come back, find out what Dawn has lined up for the top of the hour, as well as what happened on Today in Music History with Phil Almquist.
You also have to, this audience pays very close attention, because who on Twitter today asked a specific question, okay, and they answered it for me, which I love. So
okay,
that's coming up too.
Beautiful. Back after this.
We got to talk about my friends at Piazza Auto Group. You know, I always turn to Piazza for the family vehicles, and as well, two of my sons, actually, and other family members, whether it's in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Delaware. But it's time to think about that spring or summer road trip, getting back out on the roads. And my friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, they're always going to help you find that luxury vehicle you've been eyeing. Piazza has thousands of new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles available right now from some of the most beautiful, sleek, powerful brands on the road right now. Mercedes-Benz, Land Rover, Jaguar, Maserati, BMW, Porsche, and so much more. Just visit them at PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. Stop by one of their Pennsylvania, Delaware, or New Jersey dealerships. PIAZZA, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
It's Kale and Company getting set to hand things off at the top of the hour to the Dawn Stensland Show, and we find out what Dawn has lined up just about 10 minutes from now.
Yeah, so I've got so much. We've got locked and loaded here. We're all lined up. But we'll talk a little bit about the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, the SAVE Act, that is would ensure that only U.S. citizens who show proof of citizenship for voter registration would be able to vote. So we'll get into that, as well as an historic day for the Dow Jones Industrial Average crossing that 40,000 mark, and then that Supreme Court, conservative justices, as they ruled on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, that CFPB Act, that of course was an Obama era act. So a real victory for Biden. What does it mean for all of us? So I'll get into some financial policy stuff. Why did Governor Josh Shapiro take public transit yesterday? What's he trying to save? Christine Flowers will join us talking about the latest on the governor, Mayor Parker, Kensington, all the Philadelphia. And then, of course, because she's an immigration attorney, we'll talk to her about the SAVE Act as well. We've got a full lineup, so much in store today. Elizabeth Stelly joining us. We'll talk all about the Commonwealth Foundation, what they're doing to fight for your freedoms. It's all coming up.
All right, Dawn Show in just about 9 minutes, as now we find out what happened today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history?
Today, Friday, May 17th, we celebrate the birthdays of Paul Di'Anno, the original lead singer of Iron Maiden, Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails, Bill Bruford from Yes and King Crimson, and Andrew Latimer from the prog rock band Camel. Now, I bring up prog rock since one of our YouTubers claimed I diss prog rock, which of course is Crazy Talk. And the one band he brought up is my second favorite band of all time, and the one prog rock band I mention the most in Genesis. Well, your claim is equivalent to Biden saying inflation was 9% when he took office. Please.
Wow.
Anyway, back to the news.
Yes.
We also lost Donna Summer on this day in 2012, and Vangelis in 2022 of Chariots of Fire fame. Albums include Rising by Rainbow in 76, Mesmerized by System of a Down in 2005, and Cycles by the Doobie Brothers in 1989. Also in 89, Bill Wyman opened the Sticky Fingers restaurant in London. In 90, Nirvana played the last date of their North American tour. It was drummer Chad Channing's final gig. Dave Grohl then replaced him in September. And lastly, in 1975, Elton John appeared on Soul Train performing Benny and the Jets and Philadelphia Freedom, becoming just the third white performer to appear on the show. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
Man, Phil Omquist, body-bagging a listener over misinformation.
Wow.
Nice work, Philip.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
All right, let's get to who won Twitter today.
Who won Twitter?
Invader626XP wins Twitter. Earlier, I asked, do people know actually how much $1 trillion is?
Okay.
This person says, Greg, if you earn $1 million a year, it would take you 1 million years to earn $1 trillion. So there you go.
A lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
$1 million a year, 1 million years to earn $1 trillion. That's 1 trillion, by the way.
Wow.
And Kamala Harris says they've dumped trillions of dollars on the streets.
Yeah.
Like they're making it rain. Thank
they
you.
They did.
Thank you, Invader.
You're welcome. All right, that'll do it for us. Everybody have a great rest of your Friday. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next. Have a great weekend, and we will reconvene Monday morning at 6 a.m.
Good night, everybody.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.